All right. Getting the Good released to us. So here we go. Verse 4. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. Listen to this blessing. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That is such a blessing. You're talking about the most powerful person in all the world. The Bible lets us know that God is mightier, stronger, more powerful than all his created beings combined. You take all the might and the power of all the holy angels, each one of them, combine their powers and combine the powers of each and every one of all the worthless fallen angels, the demons, including Satan. And you take all the power and the strength of each and every human being on the earth. And you take all the power and the might of each and every one of all the wild animals. Ladies and gentlemen, all the power in all the world is absolutely no match for the power of God. And that's why he could say no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. Why? Because God was going to be with Joshua. And then he tells him, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous, because there are people who are always going to be against God's will. God wants to give good to his people. And there are going to always be people who are not going to want them to receive, to take possession of what God wants them to have. And they would fight them to prevent them from receiving it, from possessing it. And many of those people, strong, and many of them are not only strong, but mean-spirited. And many of them are actually evil. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Again, you know, I told you a little bit earlier that this would require effort. So not only would they have to be willing to deal with their opponents, but they also have to be willing to crush their own sinful nature. Put it down, beat it down when it would be trying to get them to sin. And by being obedient and remaining in right standing with God, they would have God helping them to be successful wherever they would go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Obedience, faithfulness, those are two of the related ingredients that a lot of people don't tell us are necessary for prosperity, true biblical prosperity and biblical success. Obedience to and faithfulness to Almighty God. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that there are times when it seems like God is not with us, because circumstances are so negative. Circumstances are so tough. Circumstances are just sometimes downright evil. evil people and evil spirits coming against us relentlessly. And it seems like it's just taking so long for change to come. Well, first of all, let's be sure that we are doing everything that God is commanding us to do, making sure that we're keeping his laws in the forefront of our minds and our hearts, and that we're being consistently obedient to God and faithful to God. That's job one. Then, along with that, obedience with regards to righteousness, morals, ethics, standards, and then making sure that we're also being obedient by refusing to be discouraged because of hard times. Since God has commanded, do not be discouraged. Do not be terrified. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's practice believing that God is with us wherever we go. Let's believe that he is still caring for us no matter what we're going through, that he is going to do for us what he promised to do if we just remain faithful to him and thereby do our part. We're going to talk some more about what we have released to us. Right now, we're reading in Joshua and talking about having land released to them. Success and prosperity released to them. We'll talk about this some more at a later date.